Captain Bruno was a Breton and had been in the French Navy. He left it on his marriage and settled down on a small property he had near Quimper to live for the rest of his days in peace. But the failure of an attorney left him suddenly penniless, and neither he nor his wife was willing to live in penury where they had enjoyed consideration. During his seafaring days, he'd cruised the South Seas, and he determined now to seek his fortune there. He spent some months in Papeete to make his plans and gain experience. Then, on money borrowed from a friend in France, he bought an island in the Pomotos. It was a ring of land round a deep lagoon, uninhabited and covered only with scrub and wild guava. With the intrepid woman, who was his wife, and a few natives, he landed there and set about building a house and clearing the scrub so that he could plant coconuts. That was 20 years before. And now what had been a barren island was a garden.
It was hard and anxious work at first, and we worked strenuously, both of us. Every day I was up at dawn, clearing, planting, working on my house. And at night, when I threw myself on my bed, it was to sleep like a log till morning. My wife worked as hard as I did. Then children were born to us, first a son and then a daughter. My wife and I have taught them all they know. We had a piano sent out from France, and she has taught them to play and to speak English. And I have taught them Latin and mathematics, and we read history together. They can sail a boat. They can swim as well as the natives. There is nothing about the land of which they are ignorant. Our trees have prospered, and there is shell on my reef. I have come to Tahiti now to buy a schooner. I can get enough shell to make it worthwhile to fish for it. And who knows, I may find pearls. I've made something where there was nothing. I, too, have made beauty. Ah, but you do not know what it is to look at those tall, healthy trees and think that every one I planted myself.